Good morning, everyone, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the video conference to discuss the results of the third quarter of 2025 of Aeris Energy. I would like to point out that those who need simultaneous translation that we have this tool available on the platform. To access it, click on the interpretation button in the globe icon at the bottom of the screen and choose your preferred language, Portuguese or English. For those listening to the video conference in English, there is option to mute the original Portuguese audio by clicking on Mute Original Audio. This video conference is being recorded and will be made available on the company's IR website, www.ri.aerisenergy.com.br, where the complete material of our video conference is available. You can also download the presentation from the chat icon, including slides in English. During the company's presentation, all participants will have their microphones disabled. After that, we'll start the Q&A session. To ask questions, click the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and write your question to join the queue. When you are announced, a prompt to enable your microphone will appear on the screen, and you must then unmute your microphone to ask questions. We kindly request that all questions be asked at once. We emphasize that the information contained in this presentation and any statements that may be made during this video conference relating to business prospects, projections, and operational and financial goals of Aeris are based on the beliefs and assumptions of the company's management, as well as on currently available information. Forward-looking statements are not a guarantee of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, as they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, market conditions, and other operating factors may affect Aeris' future performance and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Today, we are joined by the company's executives, Mr. Alexandre Negrão, CEO, and Mr. José Azevedo, CFO. Before we begin the presentation, I would like to invite you to follow today's agenda, which is on slide 3 of the presentation. We'll start with Mr. Negrão. We'll address topics 1 and 2, bringing the highlights of the period and then commenting on the operational performance. After that, we'll turn the floor to Mr. Azevedo, who will address topic 3, presenting the company's results. Once this part is finished, we'll start the Q&A session. And finally, Mr. Negrão will return to make his final remarks. You may proceed, Mr. Negrão. Thank you very much. Good morning. Welcome to one more video conference of Aeris. Moving on to slide number 4, for the highlights of the third quarter of 2025. When we talk about the market, we must mention the core topic that's going on in our country regarding curtailment, which are cuts in the energy generation. And we know that given the characteristics of the wind energy potential, of Brazil, most wind farms are located in the northeast, and the wind season starts in the third quarter, as of July. It's natural to mention this topic here, in addition to being a hot topic in the capital of the country, Brasilia, right now. This is a worrisome topic because curtailment tends to grow with time. Just for you to have an idea, in 2024, the average curtailment was 10% in the year. And this year, we have already reached 17% curtailment. So, as the amount of a renewable energy increases in the system, that tends to increase as well. What's important for us in the industry is to have a clear rule and laws that are effective for us. Because this last week, the Congress voted MP, the provisional measure that was initially favorable to us, but it needs to be approved by the president. So we have to pay attention to that topic closely. In parallel, now talking about the company's performance, we remain focused on our services operation, increasing services as and improving our operational efficiency. Of course, services also suffer because we had a high growth levels in the last 3 years. And when we talk about people, these are people that are providing services on the field. So in order to cover this gap that we're experiencing in the industry, the company or this low performance period that we are experiencing, the company is focused on exports, and exports are growing more and more and will continue to do so in the coming quarters. In addition to that, we have made action and taken action to recover the operations and the financial improvement of the company. We negotiated with creditors in the first 2 quarters of the year, which gave us more peace of mind to focus on the operational aspects of the company. Well, of course, we're trying to improve the working capital structure and make the company efficient to be able to operate with the idle capacity that we face right now. Moving on to slide number 5, now talk about the operational performance. And here we see exactly what I mentioned. There was a drop in the last 12 months, looking at 2023-24 and year-to-date 2025. There was a drop of 50% from 23 to 24 in terms of megawatts delivered, and another drop of 65% regarding 2024 compared to 2025. So that's a significant drop in which justifies the compressed margins. Moving on to slide 6, the production lines. Here we see 4 active production lines in the third quarter, which is worth saying, as we highlighted in the release, that 2 of these lines are fully operational in at the peak capacity, and the other 2 below our capacity. So 4 lines we're not operating with the 4 production lines at full capacity. So it's important to highlight that. Now, moving on to slide 7, I turn the floor to our CFO, Azevedo. Thank you, Alexandre. Moving on to slide 7, revenue was 179 million in the third quarter of 2025 and 631.5 million in the first 9 months of 2025. EBITDA was negative by 48 million in the quarter and 55 million in the 9 months of 2025. We closed the quarter with 5.8 million in investments and 62.1 million in the first 9 months of 2025. Finally, we had a loss of 144.4 million in the third quarter of 2025 and 412.9 million in the first 9 months of 2025. On slide 8 of the revenue report, we saw a 26.1 drop in the quarter, 51.6 drop in year to date. This contraction reflects the significant decrease in the investments in wind farms over the last 2 years, which has directly impacted the demand for both existing and new projects. Despite this, we had a good result in the sale of blades for export, which represented 51.6% of total revenue in the quarter, and the services division, which also represented 29.3% of revenue, with a growth of 21.6% compared to the second quarter of 2025. On slide 9, we show the EBITDA results for the quarter and the last 12 months. In this quarter, we had three recurring factors that resulted in a negative EBITDA of 48 million. The first factor was due to extraordinary expenses amounting to 28.4 million, resulting from the regularization of the drawback regime related to the nationalization of inputs for exports in the period of 2024. Basically, we had an abrupt cancellation of the export volumes. As you may know, there were two O&Ms that left the country, and the OEM, which we continue to have a relationship, has decreased the orders, so we could not maintain the import taxes. The second factor was the temporary mismatch between exports and the recognition of tax incentives under the drawback regime amount to approximately 2.5 million, referring to August and September 2025. So the demand we had foreseen for the domestic market, which is set forth in the contract can reduce the demand. But in the past, customers used to make a plan with a lot of advance, and we could provide a concession for such. We could file the to have the a tax exemption. Since the market is no longer working with inventories, we filed this concession, but it takes 3 to 4 months to be granted. So in December, it will probably be granted. But the good news is that, yes, we can go back to blades exported in the last 2 years, so we can recover that amount. And lastly, a lower productivity in some older production lines, which reduced operational efficiency and limited the dilution of fixed costs. Nonetheless, reinforced that the fact that all effects occurred in this quarter are non-recurring, and the company remains focused on initiatives to improve efficiency, secure new contracts, as well as to optimize costs and expenses. Slide 10 shows the investments that represent 5.8 million in the quarter. The amount is in line with and in accordance with the projects already included in the company's budget. On slide 11, we see the cash flow for the quarter at 29.4 million. The company is committed and continues to work on several fronts to ensure adequate short-term liquidity until it recovers its operational volume in coming quarters. Finally, on slide 12, we show our capital structure. What changed here is that we ended the period with an increase of 57 million in gross debt related to the accrual of interest on debts renegotiated in May of this year. Just to reinforce and remind you that this process will be an ongoing process until March 31st, 2027. That's when we will pay the first interest on the total amount of the debt. There is another point also. When we look at the chart for the third quarter of 25, there is a debt this BLS. It shows here because we broke the covenants, we breached the covenants, and we started a renegotiation. It's taken a bit longer than we expected, but we are renegotiating with the bank, and we are advanced in the negotiations. And until the end of this year, December 31st, we expect to finish the negotiations. With that, we have reached the end of the presentation, and we'll begin the Q&A. Thank you. Now we'll start the Q&A session. I would like to remind you that to send the questions, please click on the Q&A item on the bottom of the screen and type your message. If you prefer to speak, you can use the Q&A icon to enter the queue. When your name is announced, please, you will be prompted to activate your microphone and ask your question. We kindly ask you to ask your questions at once. We'll be back shortly while we collect the questions. Thank you. The first question is from Ramon from AXO Petro. Good morning, Aeris. Congratulations on the results. I would like to ask two questions. First, in the release, you mentioned that as of 2026, Aeris starts to capture a new expansion cycle. But in the beginning of this year, you said that it would be as of 2027. What positive signs allowed you to have a more positive, optimistic view? Second question, this week, a large data center was announced in Ceará for a Chinese player with Brazilian and Asian capital. In your point of view, could that encourage new orders for Aeris? Good morning, Ramon. Thank you for your question. Well, the positive signs involve talks with customers. We have been talking to our current customer, which is Vestas, and for blades. So we keep talking to them about new projects, both for Brazil as well as abroad. And we also talk to other customers that operate in Brazil and that want to operate in Brazil in the future. Of course, we have to remember that although the scenario is not clear regarding demand for energy in the wind energy scenario for the purchase of blades, we're talking about long-term projects in which contracts are defined long before the production starts. So any new customer that may enter the portfolio of Aeris now will become a delivery in 2027. So we are talking to Vestas and with other clients, and we foresee a growth. Another positive sign is that if we look at all market studies and our market intelligence area, we look at McKinsey, Bloomberg, JUEC studies, and we see that as of 2027, 2028, there is an expected growth for several reasons. Growth of the industry, new data centers, and green hydrogen entering the country, which answers the second question. Yes, we do believe that this project that was announced will have a positive impact on our company, although indirectly, but it will be a positive impact. So When we look at market analysis and the analysis made by the main agencies that cover the industry, we see that there is a recovery of the industry foreseen for 2027-28, and we believe it will go back to the level of 2.5 to 3 giga per year consistently starting in 2028. Remembering that in 2023, 5 giga were installed in Brazil. So we don't see ourselves reaching that level in coming years, but we don't see Brazil below 1 giga or without selling anything. That is what is happening right now. So the positive signs come from conversations with customers, clients, and a lot of market analysis to understand what's going on, not only in Brazil, but worldwide. The next question comes from Ricardo Peixinho. It was mentioned that MP 1304 was favorable to Aeris. Is it possible to detail that more? How MP 1304 will solve the curtailment problem? Well, it doesn't solve it. It improves this issue that affects the entire industry because currently, generators are paying for that. And the way that the provisional measure has been written so far, this is something that the consumers would have to pay for, will have to pay for. So it will be shared among all consumers. I'm not going to enter into the definition of what's right and what's wrong. We believe this to be right because curtailment is not to be, the generator companies are not to be blamed by regarding curtailment for curtailment. So we don't think it's fair to pay for that. So that's what's favorable for generation companies. Of course, we have to wait until the law is sanctioned by the president. Next question comes from Luca Cerrone from XP. How do you see the issue of financing yourselves to recompose cash? Well, I would like to clarify the cash issue, which is the main point of this year and next year. This is, will be our focus. We're working not only with banks, but with partners as well. We're doing specific work on that to have the necessary liquidity until Production volumes res are resumed. So this is what we're doing. The next question comes from Claudio Honor Pirola, shareholder. Good morning. What's the company's strategy to survive until 2027 with such a shortage of cash until the industry resumes its activities? I think I have answered that question in the previous your question in the previous question. Cash is a priority for us. And again, we are taking several actions to ensure liquidity. The Q&A session has now ended. I would now like to hand the floor over to Mr. Negrão for his final remarks. Well, as expected, we had one more difficult quarter. The company operated with an idle capacity at around 85%, and that's the main reason why the margins are so tight. However, we remain focused on exports and services, as I said earlier, and exports opportunities are happening, and we want them to remain so in the future. In parallel, we are attentive to new developments regarding MP 1304 to see how that will happen and how the industry can benefit from that. And finally, I think that we still have a negative expectations for the last quarter of this year, but with improvements during 2026. So as expected, 2025 is indeed one of the worst years for us, and we expect to improve in 2026 and 2027. Thank you all for your attention and wish you all a good day. The conference call for the third quarter has ended. Investor Relations area is available to answer any further questions you may have. Thank you all for attending and have a good day.